Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. It's time to catch up with the Mindful Doctor. She's online with me this morning. Good morning to you, Gabrielle Staniforth. How are you?
I'm really good, Neil. How are you?
Going well. Now, November, and we've had this drummed into us for many, many years, but this year it seems to have got a bit quiet. We changed it to Movember. I don't see too many dodgy moustaches getting about, which is a bit of a shame, but I think it's time to bring to the fore the fact that men's mental health is still very much on the agenda.
Look, absolutely. I mean, mental health is on the agenda after the pandemic and the years that we've had over the last couple of years. But in particular with men and with their mental illness, I think that, you know, it's they're really a vulnerable group because, let's be honest, Neil, they're not great at talking about their feelings.
Yeah, and it can be a real problem. And then we start masking it with other things like alcohol, drugs, food for some people. People get, or blokes particularly, get right into shutting down and shutting up.
That's right. I think it's still very much part of the Australian culture that Australian men are told to sort of man up and don't cry and, you know, just put on a brave face. But there's no reason why men should be braver or, you know, less affected by mental illness than women. And just creating that conversation and making it more comfortable and more normal really allows men to come forward and get better.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've got to say that I find that it's fantastic that there are so many organisations there to help men's mental health, but there are just so very many of them that it's almost like a shotgun approach, where sometimes I feel like a more direct approach might have been or might be a better way to tackle the problems that are presenting through men's mental health issues.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that, Neil, and reflecting on that, I probably would agree, you know, if you actually look into doing some research about men's mental health, there are a lot of organisations out there, and I guess what's great about each of them is they're all doing the same thing. They're all sort of identifying that men need to speak up, that men are at risk, that conversations matter. And I guess that's what my message is to really open up that forum and create those conversations where it's comfortable and normal to feel emotion. And it's cool to cry. Everyone loves a man that can cry, right?
Right. Okay. Yep. I guess we do. It's, you know, important to talk, important to share. Why? Why is it good to do that? Is it just getting it out that makes you better?
Look, yes, I think so many reasons. Talking and getting it out. Often when I have a consult with someone, people will come back and say, look, I just felt better. Getting it out and knowing that someone else knows about how I'm feeling and someone else has got my back. Obviously, talking about it to the right people, if you do need help and treatment from a medical point of view, can be helpful as well. And by talking about it, it also allows others to say, oh, I feel that way too. And I guess there's the realization that you're not alone, that everyone has these issues, everyone has downtimes, everyone feels those emotions of, you know, depression, anxiety, and so forth, even without a formal diagnosis. And I guess it just allows everyone to, like I said before, just feel better.
I remember years ago, say in the last 10 years or so, we were told if you're not feeling well, the first message we received was talk to your GP. Now the message is talk to your friends, talk to your mates, find a friend that you confide in, talk to your partner if that's the right person for you. The message all along has been talk to someone.
I think just starting the conversation with whoever you feel comfortable with is really important. And let's be honest, for the majority of people, it's not going to be a medical professional. If it is, that's fantastic. It's just about creating that conversation. And I guess what's also important in those conversations is social connectivity. And that's one of the biggest things that we know does help with men and their mental health, creating that social connection, whether it be through sports or whether it be through, you know, other teams or groups in the community. That's also really important for nurturing mental health.
Absolutely. I'm with the Mindful Doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. Thank you as always. Have a great day.
You too.